Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm excited to be here today, and I want to thank everybody who tunes in live to the show, whether you listen in the wings or you want to come and hang out in the chat room. And I really, really appreciate those that come back and check out the archives of this particular show and all the shows that we do on Flavor News Radio. If you know anything about me, it's all about the underground independent artists. So today, that's what I plan on doing, is just bringing you some of the best of the artists that are coming my way through Flavor News Radio from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am located, to across the United States and even around the globe. I do open up the chat. I do open up the phone lines on the Coffee House show if there's anybody that has something they'd like to promote. And you know, tomorrow is Mother's Day, so if you want to give your mama a shout out, or you know, to your favorite mama out there, feel free to call in. The call in number is 347-857-1189. But I'm going to start today's show off with a track from an artist that is from right here in the Pacific Northwest. He is old enough to be a baby boy of mine. And you never know, I just might have to take him under my wings and adopt him. I think he is absolutely amazing. He has a wonderful, wonderful voice. And this is Sheldon Butler, and I'm going to play a piece that he just sent me called Make Believe.
make believe that Mother Earth won't die for our poor judgment. Make believe that we will rise and make believe in paradise and love.
That was Sheldon Butler with his piece called Make Believe, and he is right here from the Pacific Northwest. I found him on Reverb Nation, reached out to him, and he was so excited that I wanted to play him on Flava News Radio. Just absolutely adorable. And you know what? I think he's only about 22 years old. What a voice on him. Now I want to take you out to the ATL and play an amazing talent. Her name is Julie Dexter, and I'm going to play Choices. We were just listening to Julie Dexter out of the ATL with her piece called Choices. Now I want to take you down to California and play a piece by an absolutely gifted, talented guitar player. But this is actually a spoken word piece by him. And this is Russell Blake with his piece called Black Women Rising.
A fool once said, although African people may comprise the oldest known bones found on the planet, there were civilizations older than that. Older than that. Older than that.
Virtuous black woman, I will not be silenced. I will not go quiet in ways that others will feel more secure in knowing that my voice of your validation will be still.
Black woman rising.
To lift up, cherish, support, and encourage you is a charge that many have been given, yet few have answered. As the first nurturer, you are the mother of civilization, the continuing forerunner of dynamic feminine power on so many levels of human endeavor.
Black woman rising.
I love you. And I will not shirk nor hide from speaking up on your behalf. For centuries, evil men have sought to douse, control, bewilder, and dominate your light. They were wrong.
Black woman rising.
Injustices committed against you have gone humanly unpunished. By moral indifference to your cause. Yet God is neither asleep, nor in admiration of that which is ugly. Amen.
Black woman rising.
Through the voice of antiquity, the rainless plans of Egypt and Nubia brought forth their powerful black queens. Through scholarly pursuits, biblical analysis reveals your spiritual steps. Through the mist of time. Realize from whom and for who you were created. Modern times still finds you being among the very best in every endeavor. From talk show hosts to biotechnicians, teachers to tennis, climatologists to clergy, scientists to surgeons to singers. No capacity of human activity ever finds you lacking.
Black woman rising.
God has providentially equipped you for a time and a season such as this. Beneficent unto every good cause is the spirit of God thereof. There is no paradox to your earthly lifestyle, for your creation is one consistent of a divine nature. Therefore, your place is of the highest spiritual influence, the most vigorous religious walk, and the greatest sacred journey.
Black woman rising.
Virtuous black woman, God has inborn within you all the necessary ingredients for your resiliency and your victory. Your chief protagonist in the life, resurrection, and the gospel of Jesus Christ forces your victory conducive to your faith in Him. Therefore, remember that you can and will do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Hey, lift up your head, for you are a champion. Walk proudly in grace and gracefully stride, knowing that you are a winner. Let no man define your soul, nor any job confine your spirit. As wings are to the eagle, so are you to the idea of God given to your imagination through the bountiful blessings of His will in us and for your life. Speak your words.
Black woman rising.
I am the All Mother, the original daughter, kissed and multitude by the Son, God's first feminine creation. I have borne entire civilizations as I cried out in both pain and elation. I stand tall as oceans form and continents separate. I rise above the ashes of hate. My name, God, is not forsaken or forgotten. Though at times I have been beaten and downtrodden, I am the time-tested money-back guarantee of our existence, created by divine hand and with everlasting intention. My man, my brother, my son, many forces wish to cause tension and division, but I was born of you and give birth to you, a cycle of love and life designed with godly precision. I ascend and transcend the imaginations of mortal men. I am Black Woman Rising.
And I love you. not only for what highs you have achieved, but rather for what lows you have overcome in reaching your goal. For as long as there is breath in your body, there is hope for another day. Fight for the power of love. Praise for Almighty God and distinction for the legacy you are creating. Know what to form against you shall prosper, for you are neither neglected nor defeated, but truly in all ways you are a virtuous black woman rising.
That was Black Woman Rising by Russell Blake out of California. Now I want to play a piece by a hip-hop artist that I've been connected to for many, many years out of the Virginia area. And this is Noah with his piece, Change the Game.
Who can't love it? Noah. Flash Flint. Let's go.
We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. We gonna change the game.
My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for.
Come now, hip hop's been dumbed down. Reduced the drum sound, MCs on stage waving guns round. I'ma bring intellect back, y'all limit a rap. Anything verified, anything fact. Everybody don't bang, everybody don't trap. Everybody ain't flipping to get a stack. Mic check one time, I use a rhyme doing light in the blood. That's doing crime, pulling gas, shooting black young minds unrefined. We're here to cultivate, let's motivate. They gon' provoke the state, to give us the roving weight. To see, hang it. Petty figures, while the grave diggers is making knives for digging plots. We need to enforce cops to enforce laws. Children growing up for hunger, some put out of doors. Crack focus is getting younger, making more whores.
My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I fight for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for.
I don't question death or destruction. Counterproduction. Statistically sick cycles. Some of us stuck in venturing wealth by financial gain. What's obtained by making it rain? Change the game. Because of knowledge is gained, you can manifest and explain the pressure of pain. How to maintain sanity in an insane humanity. The universe is commanding. Take care of your family. The majority well below poverty. 24 annually. I come through, it's like Sun Tzu. My art's a war, cause my wars are art. Of course, in time, verbally I rip jaws apart. I'm on art of the Eden, fish, it's hard to believe. I reside in the Garden of Eden. I make moves sudden and get crews done. Brothers freak and catch me asleep, but I snooze none.
My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I fight for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I fight for.
We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. We gonna change the game. We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. We gonna change the game. We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game.
All right, that was Noah out of the Virginia area with his piece, Change the Game. Now, I have to tell you that there's nothing like, you know, getting connected to an independent artist or underground artist online. But when you have the opportunity to actually see them perform live, meet them in person, it just really, really takes it to the next level. This is a piece by my dear friend, the Dubber, out of South Carolina, and I saw him perform this particular piece live in Seattle, Washington. This is called With a Feeling. That was my friend Dubs out of South Carolina, and his piece is called with a feeling. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. I got to play a piece by my baby boy. I'm so, so very, very proud of this young man. He's going to be doing his first showcase coming up here on the 27th of May. It is called Arts Infusion, and it's going to be a combination of art. He is an amazing artist as far as drawing and painting. I have a couple of his pieces on canvas in my home, and he is a passionate young man about telling his story, telling others' story, creating music and rap and, you know, art, you know, for you to just kind of get into the mind of Delton Sun. And this is his piece, Beautiful. That was my baby boy Delton Sun with his piece, Beautiful. He has an event coming up here on the 27th of May. I just happened to be able to work it out to have that particular weekend off, and it's a blessing because another group that I'm very, very closely connected with and work with, Black Stacks, will be performing at this particular event, and I'll be able to see both of them. When I told Delton that I was going to be able to be there to support him, he turned to me and he says, you know, that's all that matters is that you're going to be there. So you know what? This young man, he just brings me to tears all the time with the love that he gives me. I'm so very, very blessed. Had this conversation with Monica Monet today about, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm blessed, you know, to be connected to some absolutely, absolutely amazing talents around the world, you know. And, you know, I know that this is the journey that God's put me on. And I want to thank Monica Monet for coming out to the show today, along with John D. Green Sr., who is another just person who is just, you know, a constant in my life, amazing talent, you know, got so much going on in his world right now. And you know, Stephen Jerome Ferguson is listening on the phone, and he is another person that I just love dearly and appreciate the support and the talent that he has. You know, I have some amazing connections, you know, right here at Flava News Radio, and to be able to play your sound, you know, for my listeners around the world. I'm honored. I'm just honestly honored with that capability and for you to trust me to do that. Now I've got to play a piece by an artist. You know what? I think like every week he is sending me a new piece to play, but I'm going to play a piece that I just received from him. This is Melvin Chenault, and this is called Serial Drama. Mm-hmm. A serial drama by Melvin Chenault out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I'm going to take you out to the ATL and play a piece by an artist who originally is from Seattle, Washington, but she is now out of Atlanta. And this is Nikki Wade, and I'm going to play her piece called Drive Me Wild.
Just keep on driving me wild.
That was Nikki Wade out of the ATL and with her piece, Drive Me Wild. Now I want to play an artist that is very new to me that I honestly cannot even tell you where she's from. I just received her music and information and uploaded it to the show. But this is Kali Williams, and I'm going to play her piece, In and Out of Love.
Long time.
that was Cully Williams with her piece In and Out of Love. And you know what? I want to say that she is affiliated with Righteous Music Media out of New York, and I believe that Cully Williams is out of New York. So, Miles Anthony, I'm so sorry if I mess up this one. I definitely need to go back and check the information that was sent to me on Cully Williams, but I think she has an absolutely amazing voice. But you know what? With that said, I'm going to bring you a piece by Darian, who I know for sure is out of Righteous Media Music Media out of New York. And this is his piece called If These Walls Could Talk.
Kids.
That was Darian Dean out of New York with his piece, and this is the title track to his CD, If These Walls Can Talk. And, you know, I pay a lot of attention to Darian Dean and to Miles Anthony from Righteous Music Media in really, really understanding how to take things to the next level. You know, Darian has opened for Mary J. Blige in Aruba. He has won the Budweiser Fest. He has been on BET's 106 in Park. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to watch him, you know, interview through YouTube and watch some live interviews through Ustream. And, you know, he is a very, very polished artist, not only with his sound and his look, but just his presence and everything. And I've learned a lot, you know, and I'm very, very glad to be connected to this particular artist and to his record label. Now I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I'm going to play a piece off of his new CD, which is called We Are One. Stephen is going to be featured as a guest on Cress O'Neill's show, and I just absolutely love Cress and have much respect for her. She showcases a lot of jazz artists, and he's going to be on her show this coming Tuesday, so definitely check that out and support this amazing man and his amazing talents. And I'm going to play a piece which is called Rub It Like That. That was Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece, Rub It Like That. And again, that is off of his CD, which is called We Are One. And Stephen's going to be featured guest on the Cress O'Neill show this coming Tuesday. I believe it's around noon. And I'm not sure if that's Eastern Standard Time or what the time zone is. But please support this particular artist. You can find his CD on the Reverb Nation store on his Reverb Nation page, and you can also find out more about him and his music at sjfmusic.com. Now I want to play a piece by my girl Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, and this is her piece, her signature piece, Gravity. Monica Monet with her piece Gravity, and you can find out more about Monica Monet, of course, over at Reverb Nation or MonicaMonet.com, or you know what, she's even got a page on Flava News, so if you click the Flava News cooperatives, then you can click on Monica Monet and find out more about her and her sound. That probably wasn't proper English, was it? But anyway, I want to just express my appreciation to everybody who tuned into this show live today, to those that, you know, come back and check out the archives. You know, the listenership is growing and it's expanding to around the world. And I'm so extremely grateful, you know, to my listeners in Japan, to Africa, to South America and all over Europe, into Kingston, Jamaica, and across the United States, you know, and here in the Pacific Northwest. I really, really appreciate the love and support that I am getting from you, you know. And if you love what I'm doing, which it appears that you do, help spread the word and get more listeners to the show and paying attention to what I'm doing here at Flava News. Facebook has blocked me. They don't want to let me add people on. So, you know, you could tell people to add me. That's okay. I'll accept them. But anyway, let me just keep this going. You are listening to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I just kind of keep my baby alive. You know, once upon a time she was a, you know, actual building and structure that I went into every day and made coffee behind the counter and hung out with an amazing array of, you know, creative souls that would come through the doors of Flava Coffee House, Seattle, Washington. Now we have her on the radio, and I open up the doors for you to come and just chill with me as I bring you some very, very talented underground independent artists. So let's scroll down my list, and who else can I bring for you today? You know, I want to bring another artist that has stepped on the stage here in Seattle, Washington, on my stage at Flava Coffee House, and I'm going to play a piece by Quiet Storm, a spoken word out of South Carolina, and I'm going to play Flow.
As I look into the mirror, the reflection reveals more than just a face. The eyes pierce my subconscious as I recall baby girl and the joy her memory brings. Yet, there is also the pain of parents constantly treading on my heart and psyche. That is why my spirit gives to my memories the ultimate chase. Needing to drive away the feelings of bitter anger, disappointment, and failure. Wanting God to come in, heal my land, and provide my heart's cure. Years have passed and I've experienced much. There have been loved ones that were a part of my stability, that have gone on to be with the Father. I remember the times spent, the words of wisdom, the encouragement given during dark times. But sometimes, the memories are not enough. I long for the reality of the past, but I know that can't be so. Now, I must move forward and find the proper direction in which my life should flow.
That was Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece Flow, and I had the pleasure back in 2008 of having him perform live on my stage at Flava Coffee House, all the way from South Carolina. Now let me scroll down this list some more, and I think I want to play another artist that is from the Seattle area, and I haven't played one of her pieces in a bit. I'll keep scrolling. You know, my list is growing and growing and growing, and it's just like, just sometimes takes a minute for me to get down it. But I want to play a piece by Chocolate, and this is called Grown Folks.
Mm-hmm.
That was Seattle's very own Chocolate with her piece Grown Folks. And I would highly recommend that you go Google her or go check out the YouTube of this particular song. Chocolate is spelled C-H-O-K-L-A-T-E. She does this particular song with Malcolm Jamal Warner. Now I'm going to keep you up here in the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by one of my favorite just men, period. But I really think he's a gifted hip-hop artist. And I love this particular woman that's featured on this piece also. This is J.C. Flow with his piece, Hold You Down, featuring Tiffany Wilson.
Can I face my mind and get destroyed by this fury? Hurry through my day trying to find what to say. Can I handle anything that's gonna come my way? But I pray, be able to find. When I look into my heart, I hope to find my mind. When I find my mind, I'm hoping to find the time. When I find the time, I wish I could just rewind. When I was committed to start this life again, what I know now, I want to avoid these dead ends. And hopefully be able to defend all my hopes and dreams. I gotta believe that I can be anything. The thoughts don't, they won't die, they won't quiet. I turn out the lights and now I lie here in silence. Awake at night by my own mind's violence. Please, Lord, help me silence these sirens. Past the background, fading in point. I saw what I want, I see what's really there. It's funny when it matters, I was the one who didn't care. I had high hopes, diminished the dreams. I stare keeping myself, paint music on the scene. The sun gleam, pat my shoulder onto the piece. It's finished, I do not want this to cease. Without release, it's really hard to let go. I don't want to give it, I just want to live within it. This music is so beautifully vivid, and with it, I can feel your affection. My dreams, this critical mass. Now I finally feel like an integral part of the past. But who is to control the trigger, dare I ask? I'm never gonna look back.
Featuring Tiffany Wilson with his piece, their piece called Hold You Down. I want to send out my love and support and prayers to JC's mother right now, who is very, very sick with cancer. Just announced it on Facebook the other day, so my prayers go out to you. He is an amazing young man. you know, I've been watching him for about a year now, and talk about like the whole package, you know. He's got the business down. He comes with a business background into being a hip-hop artist. He does it the right way. He takes the money. He makes the financial sacrifices to do his music right. And I really, really have a great respect for him. And he's got a beautiful, beautiful wife, a new baby girl, Rylan. And just, again, my love and support goes out to their family at this time. Now I want to play a piece by an artist. Honestly, I have never played their music on my show before. And I don't know why, because probably because I had their CD in my car and I was listening to it for a while. But I had the opportunity of meeting one of the lead people, Davin, from this particular group while Black Stax was filming their I Love My Life video. And I want to play a piece by the Stax Brothers. And I think I'm going to play, let's see which one. I think I'm going to play Warpath. And the interesting thing is Black Stax and the Stax Brothers are going to be performing together here in about a week for the Stax Brothers album release party. And this is Warpath by Stax Brothers. And you can see Stax Brothers and Black Stax together live on the stage at the Tractor Tavern on May 14th. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss that, but of course I'm going to be there in spirit, and I know this is just going to be an absolutely amazing show because both groups have a very, very large following, you know, out here in the Seattle area. So I know that place is just going to be absolutely packed. You know, with that said, I think that I will play a piece, you know, by Black Sax. You know, I know that is they're a group that I work very, very closely with, you know, and okay, you know, I got some favoritism by them. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I do have some favoritism for Black Sax, but, you know, what can I say? I think that they are just a solid sound. I think they are just some amazing people, not only, you know, gifted artists, but just amazing people. And I love the combination of the Silent Lamb Projects, which is Silas Black and E. Cage Jace, combined with Felicia Lau and trumpeter Owara Runga. I just love the combination together, and I want to play a piece that I don't play that often on the show, and this is Easier by Black Sax.
Tired.
That was Easier by Black Sax featuring Felicia Loud. Now I'm going to take you out to the other Washington, D.C. and play a piece by Tamika Jones. And I'm going to play All It Was featuring Rashawn Lamar.
Pray for the strength, cause it gets so hard. Just trying to refrain from breaking up, thinking if we can make it through another day. But maybe time is all it takes to resolve all the strain, all the pain of our breaking heart. But we prolong the inevitable, trying to keep up with yesterday. If we could, we would have already known. But tomorrow
That was Tamika Jones out of Washington, D.C. She's with Briggs Management, and that piece is called All It Was, featuring Rayshawn Lamar. Now I want to take you over to Japan. This is an artist that I connected with actually right after the tsunami, and I'm going to play Masaru Tawaki, and his piece is called Believe. That was Believe by Masaru Tawaki from Japan. Let's scroll up my list again. This is the group that's going to be coming on my show on the Leopard Carpet in the very, very near future. And they go by the name of Clientele. I'm going to play Whether or Not.
You're my rainbow. You're my light.
That was Whether or Not by Clientele, and Clientele is another group that is out of the Pacific Northwest. Now I want to take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by an artist that I work very, very closely with on his U.S. team, and this is Chameleon. I'm going to play the title track to his new CD, which is called Living Sacrifice.
Sometimes in life, there's just things you gotta let go of. It's a story about real love.
You can hear, you can see in front of you. Let alone what to be, the wilderness, where will you lay? You just don't know, so you can't obey. Don't burn your bridges now, till it's far too gone, and then you'll cry in bitterness. But for you, I want the best. The sorrow is a
That was Chameleon all the way from Switzerland with his piece, which is the title track to his new CD, Living Sacrifice. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. This artist is just adorable. Not only just like extremely good looking, but he is a charmer. You know, it's just like he could just sell you anything. Just extremely charming. And I promised him I would play this piece. This is Razor with his piece, Turn Me Down.
Got a lot on my mind about what happened and what didn't. Yeah, when the sun sets, when the lights dim, that's when the trouble starts. I know you like him, but you're here with me, so I can't complain. I knew it from the jump, so it can't be pain. When you walk away, I try to let it go, but we talking pain. I can't let it go. I think I love you, babe, but I can never show it. I got a feeling it'd be over if I let you know it. Seems everything changed when the feelings come. Nobody wanna be the one feeling dumb. So I run away, treat you how I treat you. Maybe on the weekend I'll treat you out to pizza. Get you for an hour, let me feel you a little deeper. Pinky yellow diamonds, I'm looking like Easter. Rather have your heart, but the mind is more cheaper. Think about me when it's destined.
Baby, you can't turn me down, you turn me on. Baby, I need you in my home. I know you got a man, I still want you in my plan.
Away and it gets grim when you're not with me. I know you're with him. Hard to say I've got nothing against him. He trying to do what I am. How can I diss him? If I can't have you, I swear I'm gone. I've been waiting for a minute. I've been here too long. But letting you go is too risky. I figure give a little bit of time and you would miss me. Wonder if you think about me on your lunch break. Wasn't but a week, you were showing me your love face. Ordering room service, apple stuff crate. Townhouse style, got you out of staircase. Take you upstairs, now it's about to get real. You can have it all, mommy, I'm a big deal. But as usual, you gotta go. Back to your happy home.
Baby,
nobody
you
gotta
turn
know.
Me down, you turn me on. Baby, I need you in my home. I know you got a man.
If you was better, with that said, here's my final love letter. Maybe we'll try again after different folks. I'ma test the market, call it different strokes. Only upgrade, call it super size. Got me sleeping in, mommy getting super high. Round after round, till she's super dry. After my shower, I'm back to feeling super fly. Then I hit the streets. Girl, I rip and run. Ain't too complicated, I just get it done. Large money, you get you a different type of fun. Think you shorty bad, wait, different types of come. High rise, elevators, check my face in the wall. Phone on vibrate, hopefully I ain't miss your car. When I'm on dates, I think of you the whole time. It's the truth, babe.
Baby,
pressing
you can't turn
time.
Me down. Oh, baby. Turn me on. Baby, I need you in my
I need
home.
You in my home.
I know you got a man. I still want you in my plan. Turn me down. Turn me on. Got your name up in my phone. Call me whatever. The earlier the better. You
come
know you
on,
can
baby.
Turn me down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want your name, baby. I want you, I want you, I want you. Woo! Oh, you know you can't turn me down.
That was Razor with his piece, Turn Me Down, and Razor's out of the 253 up here in the Pacific Northwest. Now I want to play a piece by an artist that I had on my show, the All Media Artist Features, this past Wednesday. I really, really enjoyed getting to know him. And this is Aaron T. out of California with his piece called Shades of Gray.
He speaks of dogs and intimate snatches. He writes out his mortality in a journal. where people and the rock band below plays the same chords over and over and over, and he can hear the bottles of beer, and it all sounds like a bomb to his ear. So he writes it down, and the dancer dances.
Out of California with his piece Shades of Gray. You know, I'm just sitting here looking at the clock. The 2 hours went by so very, very quickly. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, where I support a variety of underground independent artists. I think I had a pretty good lineup, you know, and covered across the United States and even, you know, across, you know, the globe into Japan and Switzerland today. If you dig what I'm doing here on Flavor News Radio, you know, help spread the word, you know. And if you're inclined to do so, consider becoming a financial sponsor of Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. I have this conversation with people all the time. If everybody gave a dollar that was connected to the radio shows and to me on Facebook and the different social networks and my website, you know, the things that Flavor News could be able to provide you, the independent artists and the fans of the artists. You know, there's some talk that people are really, really pushing me to go to a 24-hour radio station. That's something I may consider. I'm hoping to also grow my Flavor News Grant Foundation. I was able to give out about $400 to artists last year. And I'm hoping to be able to, you know, get that going again. And one of the things that caused me to think about that is somebody sent me a donation to go towards my grant foundation. So, again, you know, help spread the word about what I'm doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio, and consider becoming a financial sponsor. As small as a dollar a month can go a long, long ways in what it is that I am trying to build for the underground independent artists here on the radio show and through the website. Geez, you know, the show has gone by so quickly. And who should I close out the show with? Let me just scroll up my list. But if you are an independent artist and would like to be heard on Flavor News Radio, you can send your MP3s and your EPK to radio@flavornews.com, and I definitely will check you out and, you know, consider you to go into the rotation on the shows that I play. I'm going to play a piece by Brian Christopher. He is also out of the D.C. area, and I'm going to play his piece. Let's see, I'm going to play The Way by Brian Christopher.
Thank you.
That was Brian Christopher with his piece, The Way. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show live today, to the few that hung out in the chat room, to those that even listened on the phone, and especially those that come back and check out the archives. You know, help spread the word about Flava News Radio. I'm going to be back on live tomorrow morning, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with the Flava of Jazz, and I'm going to dedicate 2 hours of that to just independent jazz artists from across the globe. I'm dedicating the show to my mother and my godmother who have passed on, but they very much are a part of who I am, and you know, their spirit is with me day in and day out. So that show is going to be dedicated to Dorothy Koshy and Elizabeth Thomas. And then on Monday, Shimako Noble is going to step back onto the leopard carpet with me right before his album release. He's coming up from Oakland, California to do an album release out of Seattle, Washington on Tuesday, which I'm so excited about because my favorite men, Silent Lamb Project, which is Silas Black and E.K.H. Jace from Black Stacks, are going to be performing that particular night for Shimako's album release. And it's called the Sword of the West. So tune in Monday. Shimako Noble and friends are going to be on the leopard carpet with me at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, you know what? I think I'm going to do a Flava in the House, which is when I do 15-minute sets of one artist throughout the show. About 8 artists I can get in a 2-hour show. So I think I'm going to do one of those on Tuesdays. And then, of course, Wednesday, I've got the All Media Artist, and my special guest is going to be spoken word artist Terrell K. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in today to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. And I'm going to take this show out with a piece from my girl out of Chicago by way of Florida, and this is Mate, and I'm going to play You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Take care, God bless, and I hope you tune in tomorrow to the Flava of Jazz.